Hi, this is Attorney Dave Duringer, LawNews.tv in Morro Bay. I'm just giving a quick summary of some recent blog posts going out in my July newsletter tonight, July 31st. I have about five business-related posts. Won't cover those. Then there's a post, is open carry protected by two-way? I believe both open carry and concealed carry are protected. But this post is in response to a YouTube video by Mark Smith of the very popular Four Boxes Diner channel. He came out with that about a month ago. And his opinion is that under the Bruin standard, states may ban either concealed carry or open carry as they choose. And I strongly disagree with that. Next, I've got a post. Recently, the Border Patrol nabbed three Palestinian terror suspects crossing the border into California. Got a post on taking an estate plan test drive. That's where you can set up a lifetime trust to see how your child might handle an inheritance. Then there's a post on the mass stabbing kills three little girls on Gun-Free Island. That's about the recent tragedy in England. CDC data shows an increase in homicides. There's been a lot of doubt regarding government statistics on homicide murder. Dr. Lott has criticized the FBI's data on murders, and this latest CDC data supports his criticisms. Then there's a post, recent examples of Hollywood anti-gun scripts. This is a long-standing problem, brainwashing by Hollywood, and Dr. Lott gives some examples that I link to. Next post, avoid Musk transgender tragedy with trust planning. This is a post about how the unfortunate situation that Elon Musk found himself in with his son, how that can be avoided with proper trust planning, or at least the risk minimized. Next post, more Americans armed for self-defense than ever before. Over the last couple decades, there's been a sharp increase in the percentage of gun owners that purchase for, expressly for self-defense reasons. And then there's a post, which states allow armed teachers? There's actually 32 states now that allow it in various ways, which is pretty good evidence that the advocates of teacher carry are not extremists as the left portrays them. But actually the ones that want to ban teacher carry are the true extremists. Finally, I've got a post where I'm uploading some public records I obtained that may help in my potential lawsuit against Morro Bay for infringement of my Second Amendment and First Amendment rights as a political candidate. So thank you for listening. Until next month.